a sounding board tribute to the new millennium's equivalent of Gilligan's Island. This is Sounding Board. Episode 5. The Lost Episode.
Mac!
Episode is starting.
What?
We don't need to make background noises anymore. So do we have a script for Sounding Board this week?
Well, we did. I think it was supposed to come before or after the Renaissance Fair episode.
Right. Well, I hope we get the Apocalypse Now episode out, or this line is going to just confuse people.
Real Audio Production, Tasha the Office Goddess speaking. Guys, Colin says he thinks the Apocalypse Now episode would have worked better with more lemurs in it.
He's right. Damn his insane genius.
I don't think the script should ever be produced. Maybe we can just keep it for an outtake special or something. You know, we win the lottery, everyone wants to know our name. Yada, yada. Oh, that's happened. Behind the scenes of the behind the scenes production kind of thing? What do you think?
That's kind of weird.
Weird is having a fourth nipple. This is Guerrilla Audio. Anything is possible.
Seriously, why is it that you never see a making of the making of shows? All those people, the directors, editors, writers, technicians, completely uncredited for their labors of love. All the credit goes to the directors, editors, writers, and technicians of the shows they're making the making of the show about.
It's a travesty. Or is that the new Ute you're driving, Dave?
Like it? The AAA said they couldn't drive up a vertical brick wall. I made them look like idiots.
You know who else looked like idiots? Guys?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a rhetorical question.
Oh. Well, how about the Daleks? I mean, until the new Doctor Who came on, the best defense against a Dalek conquest was a short set of stairs.
R-O-F-L-M-A-O. Yeah, I saw a cartoon like that once. This Dalek at the bottom of some steps with a funny caption about how that had buggered their plans for galactic domination.
Exactly. But now they can levitate, and this allows them to go places never before imagined.
Well, that would explain the Dalek floating outside our third-story window then.
I have no idea. Who wants to go out there and ask it?
Well, I'm not getting out from under this desk until it is gone. Or I really have to pee.
Yeah, Matt, can you put that sonic screwdriver somewhere else before I lose an eye?
If I can just reach. There we go.
That's more roomy.
It should be. We are in Mac's office.
So many quips will be wasted here if we don't have the Apocalypse episode out by now.
It was fun to make. If we haven't released it yet, look out for it. It's gonna be fun to listen to.
We doing commercials in the middle of Sounding Board episodes now?
That's an interesting idea. We do release new material every week. So we could have a segment of Sounding Board called This Week in Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Twibsep?
We should do a parody of medical drama series. We could call it Behind the Spleens.
The epic fantasy series Grog and Griffin Season 2 coming soon to www.brokensea.com.
Dark.com. Logan's Run, Chapter 3, coming soon.
Jake Sampson and the Tears of Ra, out now.
We are on the Sonic Society at the moment.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Hey, thanks, Jake Wood.
It's Jack. Jack Ward.
He started it. Called me Bob.
Bob Holwig. Big Bob Holwig. Bobby Holwig. The Bobster. Bob, short for Kate Holwig.
Hey, he wrote a haiku of apology.
That was nice of him.
Bob Bastard.
Boys, Colin called again. He said to remind you about the Daleks currently invading the studio. He said it might have something to do with the Eye of Harmony or the lack of lemur-friendly facilities in your executive washroom.
Hey. Did you hear that Colin lost a lot of weight?
Good for him. Not the easiest thing to do. It's an achievement he should be proud of.
A 300-pound lima would be a terrifying spectacle.
He should wear contacts.
No, I'm sure that sounded funnier in my head.
Dalek!
Gesundheit.
Hey, thanks, but I mean... Dalek! Coming this way!
Wait, did you say... fourth nipple?
Exacerbate. Extradite. Expedite expiration date.
Now, I'm no expert on Doctor Who, but that doesn't sound very Dalek-y.
It's not. This may be the first ever recorded case of a Dalek with Tourette's syndrome.
Good thing we're recording it, then!
You guys distract it while I do something with my sonic screwdriver.
You want us to get its attention while you do something with your sonic screwdriver?
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah, but I can't believe you're serious.
What exactly are you going to be doing with your sonic screwdriver while we get the hell blasted out of us by that... That Dalek!
I don't know, but I'm sure it will help.
Oh, here goes nothing. Hey, Dalek, I'm Paul, and I really don't want to die. So if you were in a non-exterminating mood, that would be just great.
And I'm Dave. Mac, change the battery or something, but whatever you're going to do... do it quick.
Tell me again why we are doing this?
Mac has a plan. Mac has a plan. Mac has a plan.
I do have a plan. And here we go.
Explosion. Explosion.
Oh yeah, rock on, Mac.
Now let's crack this egg and find out what's wrong with the brain inside.
Oh, he's a little cutie. Who's a snoozy boo? Who's a snoozy boo?
Ha! He bit me! Shoot the little bastard!
This may be an obvious question, but why is the Dalek inside this pepper pot exoskeleton covered in chocolate?
I think our office goddess Natasha can answer that question. Tasha?
Yes?
Did you happen to dip a Dalek in chocolate by mistake?
I thought he was a very small gladiator.
Oh, we need to freeze the chocolate so it can be chipped off.
Chocolate chip.
Dry ice. We turn this little guy into an ice cream sundae. Then we can get the chocolate off him.
Next, you'll want to slip a couple of bananas in there and put a cherry on top.
Nah, Dash has already popped his cherry.
Dry ice turns chocolate white. Did you know that?
Oh, what are you, Burnsy?
Where are we going to get dry ice?
Burnsy, his coolant system runs on liquid nitrogen. We can drain some off and use it to freeze the chocolate.
Okay. Hold still, little guy. This may burn a little.
Dave, what are you doing, Dave? I'm having hot flushes, Dave.
Well, that worked.
Hey, little Dalek. Can you hear us? Oh, he's so cute.
He doesn't sound right. Hang on. Let's close his lid.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Open this panel.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Close the panel.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
I think someone's overcompensating for certain shortcomings.
Oh, yeah, well, we did spray him with liquid nitrogen. Some shrinkage is to be expected.
Well, he's cleaned up now, like one of those seabirds in an oil spill.
Time to release him back to the wild.
Fly! Be free, little Dalek buddy!
Exterminate! 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 Exterminate!
I thought Daleks can fly.
Oops. Did I forget to put his levitator unit back in?
Yeah, we can never release this episode. The Doctor Who fans will lynch us.
Oh, yeah. I agree, amigo. Delete the file and let's all agree that this never, ever happened.
You have not been listening to Sounding Board, episode 5, the last episode. This was not a Broken Sea audio production. The following voice talents were not featured in this production. Bill Holweg, Mark Carlita, Dave Sokowiak, Paul Mannering, Natasha Lathrop, and, of course, Colin Snow was not appearing either. This episode of Sounding Board was not written by Paul Mannering. Nor Bill Holweg, Mark Kalita, Dave Subkowiak, Natasha Lathrop, or even Colin Snow. Post-production was not done by David Subkowiak and Bill Holweg and those other guys. Okay.